It is the news, according to me. It is, according to me. I'm going to have to zip through a bunch of stuff today. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Yes, be at peace. Day of rest is upon us. I'm going to hurry and get to it. I'm stressing out about this day of rest thing. It is, what is it? It's 4:43 on Friday. Well, the music just quit. It just stopped. I pulled down the lever a little too far there. Operator error. This thing's complicated, and it's becoming a complicated thing. So there's a lot to, I still have tea here. I have apple, or I have, I have peach tea. It's not very hot anymore. I've been busy today. It's been a busy day. Busy work day. Busy work day. I have to say, it's been a good day. It's just been busy. Been working very hard. Had some things. Had a lot of voiceover work to do today. Finished up a bunch of stuff for the weekend. Getting guy because I have to go out of town next week, so I'm going to be just had to work. That's all it is. That's what my day consists of. There's some interesting stuff I forgot to talk about this morning, and I hope I probably should take better notes. I should, Rush always had the stack of stuff. And most of these guys that do these shows, they have, they're prophetic. Well, they take this seriously. And so I think that's why they have better preparation. Has something to do with it. Whereas I, not so much. However, the tea is good. So join me in this cup of tea as we talk, as we have this chat. Well, as I chat and you listen to me chat. Because it's all about the news, according to me. I talked a little bit about this morning. I don't know if I did I mention the Johnson & Johnson thing? They have this one shot vaccine now. That's a huge deal because now you don't have this thing where you stop and think about it. You've got to give people twice, two appointments, 2 weeks apart to get people vaccinated. This is the one stick Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Now I understand that it's not as effective as the others. However. If you only have to give them once, then you're one and done and you're gone. Now you're not spending twice as much time, twice as much effort, twice as much paperwork, twice as much everything to get it done. So that's a good sign. Now there's a couple of things out that I didn't talk about this morning that I kind of wanted to talk about. One of the things was there's this issue of apparently there's a couple different legislative things trying to get through Congress right now. And I know the Republicans are trying to push something through. Welcome to the world of you have no power to do anything. They got this thing called the Promise Act. And I was getting that. I thought that was the same thing as this Equality Act thing that was going on. And I hear people yelling and screaming about the issues of this is a direct attack on people of faith and faith communities and churches and that kind of thing. Because what my understanding is, they're saying that because they feel like the language in there is this stuff about the LGBTQ, SSI, QR, P2R, 1Y, LS. Is there even an S in that whole thing? The LGBTQ thing? Because S stands for straight. And here's the problem with this whole thing. They want to have this be a protected class of people. I think I did mention something about this the other day, I think, because I remember talking about this. The only class of people that aren't being protected. Here's the problem. We should all be protected. Every single individual should have rights that are protected. In that regard, we should all be on the same playing field. By giving people protected rights, you are now saying you, because of your whatever status you are, you don't have equal rights. You now have special rights above and beyond the rights of any other individual. And folks, that ain't America. Like it or not, we have something in this country called equality of opportunity. That's what we're striving for. They want to go to equality of outcome. And here's the part that nobody talks about. It's equality of outcome on the backs of someone else. I'm not going to say who those others else, who the other elses are. I'll let you fill in that blank. Who's the else? Yeah. Who's paying for it? Who's taking it in the pants? A kick in the butt on this whole thing. I'll let you know. It ain't fun. And at some point, I think people will probably, will be the rebellion of the elses. We call the else revolution. I'm not saying elves, by the way. I'm saying else, E-L-S-E, someone else. So don't go there. So it's going to be an interesting time. And the first thing that just sticks out to me is this whole thing. It's just so ridiculous. Now, there's some kind of legislation called the promise legislation. And I'm sorry, but my internet is so slow today. If anybody out there knows of a better deal, I've got this thing where I've got I've got Verizon. Okay, I'm going to mention their name. And I have 15 gigs a week. I'm sorry, a month at extremely high speeds, like 1.155 or 150, I think it is, speed, which is extremely fast. And then once you get to 15, it goes, goodbye. We're now throttling you down to almost nothing. Like your cell phone is much faster. Now, my phones, I have unlimited. So it's called unlimited on my devices. Now, it's unlimited internet. Problem is, it's not unlimited speed. And I have their home phone system with a little router thing. So it uses the data from the phone service, the cell phone service, but it only gets to 15 and then it's done. Now my cell phone, my iPads, all my mobile devices have unlimited high speed all the time. Now when they get over 15 gigs, it's supposed to be throttled as well. However, I've never noticed a difference at all in my phones or my iPads. I can go super fast with all that stuff all the time. However, with the home internet gizmo that I have for both my work and for my home, which you also get a phone line with that. So you get a phone number, or you can use your phone number in it. So your phone will actually ring. You can plug your phone system into it at home, and you can use that as your home phone. And if the power goes out, the thing has a battery. It goes for like 6 hours, I think. You can talk with the thing, just with phone service. I think it does actually use data as well, if the power goes out. And so it's kind of a nice deal. It's kind of like you don't have to have any wires to your house. Actually, it's all wireless, so nobody can come out and cut your phone lines. And then if you have a security system or a camera system, it still works. They can't cut your phone line, and then now you have no alarm system. With the regular systems, so it uses the cell data to do that. So it's kind of, in that respect, it's kind of cool. However, I don't like this throttling thing. I looked into it, and it looked like to get unlimited for the home phone systems was going to be like $40 more, or $40 a month instead of $20 a month. And now I've got several devices, so I'm paying much more than that. Don't get me wrong. There's a base price plus you're paying the amount per device. So to increase these two devices was $40 per month per device. I thought that was okay. Here's the problem. You have to do that on every device you own. So now instead of paying $20 per device for every cell phone, for every iPad, for every device, all of a sudden, you have to pay $40 for every device. Well, now you're talking doubling the amount of outgo. And if you own, I don't know, I think I've got like 142 devices, it seems like, apparently, according to the size of my bill. So this gets a little bit ridiculous. Because if, you know, if you got a couple cell phones, you got a couple iPads, got a couple home things, you got your little Wi-Fi hotspot thing. That also throttles back after, because I could use that, but the problem is that throttles back as well. A little portable one. And so that has issues. And the home phone router thing is kind of neat, because you can plug your computer directly into it like a router. So you get really good connectivity. And you can plug in your security system, you can plug all that stuff right into it, which is nice. But then after 15 gigs, we literally, when it resets at the beginning of the month, we literally have gone through all 15 gigs on all the devices in one day. One day, 15 gigs on 3 devices. Now this month, I think we actually made it 2 days, 2 or 3 days before it all ran out. Because I do a lot of stuff in the cloud. And so a lot of my, I do a lot of audio and video stuff in the cloud. And so, plus my wife, she's working at home. She's doing a lot of video conferencing. She's doing that kind of thing. That just eats it right up. It's just gone. So I've got to do something. If any of you have an idea out there, just text me. 574-742-6748. Send me a text. Send me an email. Send me a phone message or something, if it works. I mean, right now I've got files uploading. I've got all kinds of stuff uploading. And I've got to upload this show after I get done with this thing. And it'll probably take all night because everything else is uploading as well. So just keep that in mind. If you got a chance, let me know what's going on there. If there's some other options. I don't know if I could start a separate account and then just have those two devices on that account. That would be $80 plus the device plus the base cost, about $100 a month or something, probably, or more. I don't know. Instead of being $400 a month. So I don't know how to do that. But it's getting ridiculous now. It's a point where it's getting hard to work because I can't. I've got to do this podcast. I have to. I just have to do it because it's a duty. It's a thing. To my loyal listeners, they depend on me. What would they do without me? I think sometimes they just tune in just to watch the train crash. Watch the train wreck. Yeah, you gotta listen to this guy. It's a train wreck. So so that's one of the things that was going on. Now there's this promise thing. Now let me see if I can look this up because. The Promise Act. Congress. Let's see. Let's see what we can find here. I doubt if I can find anything. I know it was on YouTube. I can probably pull up another YouTube channel here and see what I got on that screen. Let's see how I got there. I'll pull YouTube up here and see if they got any headlines on it. Because it was supposed to be... It's going to take forever to pull that up. Maybe I can pull it up on my other device, one of my other faster devices. Oh yeah, look at there. I got about 27,000 messages. Huh. That's something. What do we got here? We got, one of the things that came out, earlier, that was kind of interesting. I know that the Epoch Times, had a thing about, what was that? I saw that here. I don't hope I didn't get rid of it. The whole thing I was talking about this morning on this morning's show, because I'm on the cutting edge, this morning I was talking about the whole thing with the Arizona election audit. Well, I guess now an Arizona, I don't know if it was an Arizona judge or if it was a federal judge, but a judge has ruled that Arizona, the Maricopa County in Arizona, must turn over 2.1 million November election ballots to the Senate. I assume that's to the state Senate. They're getting pretty ticked off about this because of the shenanigans being pulled now, even now. Now, here's the problem. The problem is the ballots they're going to get. And this is where we run into these issues. And this is why they found stacks and stacks of ballots that had no folds in them from the mail-in ballots. Because they adjudicate them. They change them. Adjudication is just a way of changing them. And this is why I don't like early mail-in balloting or voting either. There needs to be an election day. This mail-in early crap, they can take your ballot, they can sort, they got plenty of time now. And that thing has to sit there for a month or whatever it is, and they have plenty of time to pull shenanigans. Because one of the biggest issues in a lot of this election stuff is that the chain of custody has been broken. And people think, oh, that's not a big deal. That's a huge, there's a reason for the chain of custody. There's a reason why you have to have surveillance of, you can't just put something in the back of a truck, of a big semi, and drive it across the country, like this one guy did. Drove a whole bunch of ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. You can put a lock on the truck or whatever you want to do, but there has to be a seal on the truck. There has to be, you know, you can't just haul stuff around in little wagons. And the adjudicated ballots now are printed out. That's why there's no folds on them. And then they can't be verified. Nothing can be verified because they pull it out from the envelope that has all the verification information on it. And you can be sitting there. There can be an observer sitting right there watching you pull it out of the envelope, verify the signature, and you run it through the machine. And of course, it gets jammed. And this was the big thing that was happening. This is what the one lady from Corone or whatever her name was from Michigan. They kept running the same ballots through. They kept having problems with them, and they would adjudicate them. And when they adjudicate them, that's when they change them. And then when they get that adjudication done, and the next thing you know, they're printing out new ballots based on the adjudicated ballots are getting printed out. And so therefore you have no record of the other ballot, let's do a recount. Well, we're just recounting the same ones. And if they are using the tabulation machines, if there is an issue with the tabulation machines and there is some kind of weird algorithm going on, you're just counting the same ballots with the same machines. There's no hand count. And if they do a hand count, now you've got you got 180,000, 186,000 adjudicated ballots. And there's no record of why they were adjudicated. It's just absolutely insane. Oh, there's no evidence of widespread. And that's all they're going to say is, well, there's no evidence of widespread. Have you looked? Have you looked for any, Mr. Investigative Journalist? You got your outcome, so now you're just going to stand there and say, it's done, it's over. Buck up. Just suck it up, Buttercup. We're not going to forget. Josh Hawley was right. And the longer this stuff goes on, the more we find out, and the more just down-to-earth, downright stuff that was done and is being done, and the more they keep covering it up. Why are you covering up something that isn't an issue? And we don't hear them talking about it. You would think this would be in the news every day. We got 81 million votes. We drove Trump into the ground with 81 million. You'd think they'd be talking about it every day. You know why they're not? Because they don't want the issue to be brought up at all. They don't want to talk about it. Because they know. They know this thing was a sham. And that's all they're going to talk about. I know the Democrats well enough. I know enough of them well enough. And I've seen them in action long enough. If they really thought they won such a great victory, they would be rubbing the Republicans' faces in it. every moment of every day. And they're not. They don't want to talk about the election anymore, other than it's over. You lost, get over it. Move on. Nothing to see here. There was no fraud. You're an insurrectionist. I guess that Nancy Pelosi now is pushing to get this whole domestic terrorism thing. She's pushing that to be part of this whole investigation. So that's what's happening now. So I can't really find the Promise Act 2019-2020. Apparently this act has been around a while. It's drawn up a while back. State Bill 2126, once the 116th Congress of 19-2021. Promise Act bill to require Small Business Administration to report the assistance provided by historically black colleges or universities for other purposes, be it. So I don't think this is part of it. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing with it. There's a Youth Promise Act. That was back a while back. It's probably a different name than that. It's probably something a little bit different than what it should be, but I can't find it because I'm, incompetent. You get what you pay for when you watch this thing, when you listen to this program. If you could watch it, you would even be more impressed. Trust me. So, let's see what else. There seems like there was something here. Now, I was watching a little bit of this CPAC thing today. Kind of interesting. I got to see DeSantis speak. He spoke. It was interesting to watch the view count on some of the YouTube channels. And DeSantis, people who spoke before him had like 1,000 views, 2,000 views. DeSantis already had 4,000 views within the first 30 minutes after they posted it. Guy, he's a pretty popular guy. He's really been quite the stand-up guy down there. Done a good job for Florida so far. Yeah, the Biden CIA nominee he's under fire, I guess, for close ties to Communist Chinese Front Group. Keep in mind, speaking of the Chinese and speaking of communists, John Brennan, I am so intelligent, I'm more intelligent than anyone else on the planet. I was in charge of the... Was it the CIA or the DIA? What was he? He was over something. He was one of the intelligence guys, supposedly. And because he's so intelligent. He's a self-avowed communist, folks. And he stopped talking about it when he became, when he started moving up in the political world, in the bureaucrat world, I should say, not the politic world. So you've got your politicians and you've got your bureaucrats. The bureaucrats are the ones who stick around long after the politicians are gone. This would be the deep state. This would be the people in the powers that be that remain in their little positions for years and years and years in Washington who really run the show. Stop and think about this. The president's just one guy. One person. They depend on the people around them to feed them information. If those organizations, if those administrative positions, like James Comey, for instance, are feeding him with false information or compromised information or spun information, directed information of some sort, that's not accurate or that wants to play a certain way, wants to put a certain spin or narrative on it. Not that they would ever do that, no. They do that, guys. Did you hear any of the testimony from Peter Strzok, the text messages that were being sent back and forth over there, the emails that were being sent there, and there's more information coming out now. There's been more stuff released as well, by the way, about that whole thing. It was even much worse than we thought. It just keeps getting deeper. But of course, the media won't, they're not going to cover that at all. It has become so entrenched in corruption, it's not even funny. When Jim Comey went to talk to the president that day when he showed him the dossier, folks, that was a shakedown. He went in there to show him this information. See what we've got on you? Now, so we won't let this out. We're gonna sit on this. You don't believe they do that? If you don't believe they do that, why would they sit on Hunter Biden's laptop for over a year? When it finally got out into the public and it was turned over to a local prosecutor in New York, what'd that prosecutor do with it? Gave it to the FBI. Right back in their hands. And did you hear anything about it at all? Is there even an investigation going on? And they will. They'll do an investigation. They'll do a special counsel. They'll do all this stuff where they go ahead and they investigate somebody. They investigate this whole thing. Gives them all kinds of powers to do stuff, especially with these new emergency powers they have now. They can collect all the cell phone records from everybody in the Senate and the Congress, which they recently did it on because of the January 6th thing. The emergency was over, guys. The emergency was over, but now you think you have this emergency investigative powers, which means you don't even have to have a warrant. Forget the FISA court. We don't even need that anymore. This is an emergency. We have domestic terrorists out there. It is completely out of control. And I'll guarantee you, with the individual we have in the seat of the White House now, it is not going to get any better. They literally are running the show right now. So we send some rockets into Syria the other day. And of course, Biden ordered it. Yes, of course he did. He got up to explain why he ordered the firing of those missiles. I'll tell you why he ordered it. Because someone told him that's what we're going to do today. Yeah, Joe Biden did not order that. Joe Biden is as incompetent as anybody I've ever seen in any place of power. This guy he doesn't understand what's going on around him. And if anybody thinks that he's large and in charge, you're completely deluded. Because he's not. Okay, and I'm not saying that because I'm mad at him. He can't help it. I'm mad at the people who are propping him up and putting him there. It is absolute abuse. They're taking advantage of him. And it's absolutely sickening. It's got to stop. It needs to stop. They will. They'll stop it. Oh, poor Joe. We think we may. And I've heard some people today think they think he's going to last a couple years. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And after a couple years, Kamala's going to be in the driver's seat. No. I don't think so. I really don't think that Joe will be a year from now. I don't think that we will see Joe as the president anymore. Especially as we get into election year. They're not letting Joe get on the phone with world leaders. They don't want Joe to have the nuclear codes. And there's various reasons why that. Just Joe is just one of those reasons, but I'm not sure why else. That's just a power grab as well. The person who's third in line of the president should not have the ability or the authority to even enact such legislation. You can't take away the powers of one of the branches of government. Where are the checks and balances in that? We have an authoritative, and whether you've got one person who's a dictator, or you've got a group of people who are dictators, you still have dictators. It's nothing democratic about it. And we've gone beyond the point of having a republic that's a representative constitutional republic. We've gone beyond that. That's not even, nobody even talks about that anymore because it takes too long to say. It's a lot easier to say democratic than it is to say constitutional republic. So that's it's just more convenient. But that's what's happening, folks. Yeah, I'm a little pumped up tonight. Going into the weekend. So yeah. I need my Rabbi Rick in here to lighten the load. Lighten things up a little bit. We can always get a little more jovial when he's in here. But be interesting to see what Trump says at the CPAC on Sunday. That'll be interesting. And all those things are happening, so that's kind of interesting. There was something else that was here we go. Here are my of course that's not the page I wanted. What else did they put in here that I didn't see? I don't see anything. House, I guess, is going to vote on the $1.9 trillion relief package. One thing that came out of this this whole thing that I just saw today that was that there's an oversight team that looks at the bills to make sure everything is. I remember something else that happened. Yeah, that's interesting. The $15 an hour wage was ruled as being unconstitutional. Minimum wage to be in that bill would be unconstitutional because they have these issues with budget passing, putting in things into the bill. Believe it or not, there is actually a filter. Apparently, I've always thought there needs to be some kind of legislation that basically says the bill has to be about one thing, not just a bill with, you know. My understanding is there's $600 billion in this bill, in the COVID relief bill, that doesn't even stay in the country. It's going outside the country, which I think the first one did that as well. And Kevin McCarthy, who I don't really care about too much anymore. I wouldn't care if he got primaried. He apparently has come out and said there's only 9% of the bill is actually going to COVID relief funding. That's probably a stretch. I would bet that you could probably make some. And of course, the people on the left are justifying everything. Everything in it has to do with COVID relief, including this bridge that goes from New York to, is it Canada? I think it's Canada. It's another bridge someplace up northeast. What's it doing in a COVID bill? You're shutting everything down, keeping people from traveling, but we're going to build a bridge. We're going to build a bridge so that people can't travel on it because they're going to spread the disease. Got to shut that bridge down. We got to build it first. It's just that kind of crazy stuff that's in this bill. What does it have to do with COVID relief? Oh, but don't worry, you'll get your $1,400 check. And I guess they've moved up the amount of the check to 200, if you make $250,000 or more. Or less, I guess, you get a check, which I, let's just say I'm not planning on seeing a check. The sad thing is they're basing that on what you made in 2019, not what you made last year, the year that you got hit in the between the eyes. There were people who made a lot of money in 2019 doing very well with their business, and they got wiped out in 2020. And they won't get a stimulus check because they made too much money in 2019, but they had to shut down in 2020. Explain to me how that makes any sense. And there were people who made a lot more money in 2020 because of they just happened to be in the right business for this whole thing to be working. They were essential or whatever happened there. And all of a sudden, they're going to get a check because they didn't make as much in 2019. I don't get that. the ridiculousness. And I just spoke with some people today in the airline industry that, you know, they're talking about how ridiculous this is. We're jumping through all these hoops to get everybody back on board in by April. If they don't extend it by April 1st, it'll be April. Watch, it'll be April 15th or April 20th. They'll decide to extend the PPP program and the whole airline relief program. The way they act, they'll all be stomping around, throwing little tantrums. Meanwhile, everybody gets furloughed again and has to go back online again. And they don't understand. There's training involved. You can't just throw people on and off. You got benefits. You got all this other stuff. You got to cancel. You got to do all this stuff. It's just ridiculous. They have no understanding of how this stuff works. It's like they have never been in the real world. I'm not saying all of them are that way, but there seems to be an awful lot of them who've been in Congress way too long. They've been in the bubble too long. I'd like to hear Josh Hawley. I guess Josh Hawley spoke at CPAC today, and I wish I could, or maybe he's speaking now. I don't know. He's supposed to speak today. He probably already has spoken. It's after 5 o'clock here now. It's 5:19 Eastern time. So, oh, look at this. John Durham has resigned, according to the Justice Department. Does this guy even actually exist? All I see is this one picture of him. There's two pictures of him. One picture from the side view, one picture from the front. It's the same time that it's like they both snap the picture at the same time. He's in the same place. And they've basically cut him out, put him on a green screen. Now they can kind of place him on all these different places, but it's the same facial expression, same everything. But now they've got like the Capitol behind him. It's like he's up like 300 feet above the sky. So I'm not sure exactly how that works. If he was about ready to fall, it's the weirdest thing. It's just the weirdest thing. And again, Naomi Wolf is getting her, she's getting herself all over the news lately because she's people on the right, the conservatives are all excited that she's somehow that she's been kind of all talking constitutional now. You have to understand who she is and what she believes about the Constitution and why she's talking about it the way she is. She does not see the same America that we see. You just have to realize what she is underneath this cover of moderacy. First of all, she's an opportunist, but that's a whole different set of stories there. So, who else? There were a lot of people speaking at CPAC, it looks like. I don't see anything about this bill. Everything on here is about CPAC right now. I know one of the things that they're trying to do is I think big tech was one of the things that was in this promise bill to try to stave them off from being able to do what they've been doing with censorship and some of the things that have been happening with that. So I know that's part of what's going on with the bill that they're trying to get pushed through. And there's some states that have taken up the issue as well. I know some states have actually taken up some of the issues of making it illegal for them to to do things to their citizens. Basically, I'm not sure how that's all working out. But so there you go. That's all the time I've got for a show tonight. I really should be out of here already, but I've been rambling on. I've been talking fast, so I've covered a lot of ground. But anyway, it's been a good week. Hopefully everybody has made it through the week safely, and hopefully you're doing well. Once again, thank you for watching. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show. I will not have any shows on over the weekend. Monday morning, there will be a show. Monday afternoon, there probably will be a show, but it will be very different because I will be in a hotel in an undisclosed location. And I'll be reporting on some things on my own, probably from the hotel. Same thing goes for Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning may or may not be a show. Well, yeah, there probably will be a show Tuesday morning. Again, who knows what it's going to be. And then Tuesday afternoon, evening, probably another hotel. It'll be a different hotel, but I'll be broadcasting the podcasting from. And then Wednesday and Thursday, pretty unlikely that there will be much of a show at all on Thursday because I start early in the morning and I don't get home until midnight. I'll be all over the country. And then, but Wednesday possibly depends on how things go Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon. There may be a show, unless I pre-record something, which I hate to do that. I hate to record something that's 3 or 4 days out because of, I just don't know what's going to happen in the news. And I might have something's better than nothing. So I might have maybe a subject that I'll talk about. Won't necessarily be as current news. Maybe talk about something that the founders did or something like that. I don't know. We'll see how it goes, but we'll go from there. So, but yes, once again, have a great night, everybody. And I'm going to try to, and a good weekend. I'll do my best to be on here over the weekend, or over, after the weekend. And we'll keep the faith. Interesting things going on. This thing in Arizona, keep your eye on this thing in Arizona, because this could open up some floodgates. I think if one case kind of got broken loose, it would change a lot of the landscape for the other states. But they're covering up and hiding a lot of stuff. And they wouldn't act like this if there wasn't something to cover up. And I'm not saying that just because of, you know, we want to see something. There's something going on. And we all know that. But it becomes so obvious when they squirm. So, look, the music is getting louder. I think it's trying to drown me out. So, once again, have a great weekend. Shabbat shalom. Good night, everybody.